There are still security concerns at a youth justice residence in Auckland where two young people escaped through a window and went on the run last year. The Office of the Children's Commissioner has inspected the Korowai Manaaki Youth Justice Residence, a secure facility for young offenders and those waiting to go to trial. It found many improvements were needed. Our Youth Affairs reporter Katie Doyle has the story.
The simplest of security measures, checking doors are closed, doesn't always happen at Korowai Manaaki. And the Office of the Children's Commissioner has highlighted one incident where a staff key went missing and couldn't be located. The Assistant Māori Commissioner for Children, Glenys Philip Barbara, says it's hugely concerning.
Those are basic things, right? Ensuring that doors are properly secured and that keys are properly secured. I mean, if staff are unable to do their basic work properly, then of course we are concerned for the extent to which all of the work is being done properly.
The office inspected the facility earlier this year. Its report says physical restraints were rare but could be harmful when used, and rangatahi told inspectors they sometimes resulted in injury. Ms. Philip Barbara worries young people aren't always coming forward about their treatment.
We also know and we are concerned about the fact that young people feel that there's no point in telling anyone about their treatment and that there's a real culture of not telling, or this idea that snitching is a bad thing at Korowai Manaaki.
Understaffing is another sticking point. At the time of the visit, about 40 staff were on special leave. Rangatahi says that means meals are sometimes delayed, activities cancelled, and they're sometimes unable to attend medical appointments. Ms. Philip Barbara says staff have also admitted to feeling ill-trained to deal with complex mental health needs.
Staff working in places with young people with complex mental health needs deserve to feel trained and properly prepared to work with them. And that includes having the right numbers of staff available to work with these young people in the right way.
In a statement, the General Manager of Youth Justice Services, Peter Whitcomb, acknowledged the young people who shared their experiences. Part of the statement has been voiced.
Our youth justice facilities must keep young people in our care safe while also offering security for the wider community. The reports showed that our practice does need to improve in some areas.
He said Oranga Tamariki had improved security in residences and created a senior psychologist role.
Staff look for opportunities to role model pro-social behaviour and often build up excellent rapport with the teenagers. We have reinforced basics of practice, such as staff always having line of sight with each other and young people, keeping specific doors closed, not spreading young people and staff across too many areas at once, and staff being with young people at all times.
The report did find several strengths at Korowai Manaaki. The young people and some staff had good and trusting relationships, and many of the rangatahi got on well with each other. Ms. Philip Barbara says while that's positive, she wants to see the use of residences like Korowai Manaaki phased out, because the young people deserve support to help them become contributing members of society.
They need our very best. For the fact that we would put them into places where they don't feel it's safe to complain, where they can't even be sure that the doors and the locks will be secured, this is not good enough.
The office has recommended 21 changes, from logistics to family access, to better incorporating Māori values into the facility.